Day 44, or February the 13th. My rose-tinted specs are still in good working order. Our thoughts today are from Numbers chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. First, the big picture surrounding these verses. The mourning and complaining continued, and the wilderness wandering had only just begun. It's been exactly 1 year since God freed the Israelites from Egypt, but memories fade quickly. In no time at all, they were recalling the nice things they were missing. They make no mention of the taskmaster's brutality or the making of bricks without straw. They just remember the negatives. Before they set off, they celebrated Passover, which must have been a spiritual high point for the whole nation. God never leaves their camp, as he guides them with a cloud, which would stop at a place where camp was to be made that night. When the time was right, it would set off again, and they followed it until it stopped again. There was also the sound of two silver trumpets that would be a signal for the tribes to leave in an orderly fashion, as agreed. They hadn't gone far before grumbling could be heard. It got louder and louder, and even Moses' sister Miriam and her brother Aaron were amongst the moaners. And now our action step for today. Just as we don't have to teach our children to misbehave, we need no instruction on how to moan. It seems to me that some people are particularly gifted at it. I don't like criticism, and I don't know anyone who does, do you? However, when the comments are made in order to improve my life or me, they are so much easier to bear. If only I could see the positive side first instead of having to look for it. The negative jumps into my face very easily, and I have to dodge around it in order to see the other side, the positive side. Why not train yourself to be the sort of person who says, on the other hand...